Right, it's that time again on a Friday when AM Live presents another update from the Coalface with Martin Creamer, Publishing Editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. Good morning to you, sir. Welcome.
Morning, Florence.
Now, Chinese investors have made two bids in as many weeks for gold and platinum mines. Tell us about this.
Yeah, you know, Chinese investors in Africa, they've been very active. In South Africa, not as active, particularly in mining. Now we see them moving through and they go to stressed situations. They look for bargains. And so we see in the case of platinum, which is a fantastic metal, you know, a world metal at the moment with a great future. They're looking at Wasizwe Platinum, where there has been a problem with funding because of the international global meltdown. They found themselves in a funding problem, and also there's been problems with the community there who are part owners. And so the Chinese are coming in with what you could add up to being 7 billion rand in all, and this is Jinshuan. It's quite a big nickel company, a Chinese nickel company, backed by a CAD fund, which is a big Chinese development funder. And they are wanting 51%. So that's another thing about it. They'll get control if this deal goes through, and it should take about 3 months. But they will be prepared to fund the project, which will take many billions to do. So, and also on the gold side, we see now the Chinese making a bid for the troubled Aurora mines. You know, there's Orkney and there's Grootvlei, and there's been a funding delay, and now the Chinese have moved in there and want to possibly bid slightly more for Orkney, match what was bid for Grootvlei by Aurora, you know, which is led by Zondo Mandela and Kulubusi Zuma, and possibly wrest control of that from people who are also having funding problems.
Right, and South Africa's new mineral beneficiation strategy will be handed in for cabinet approval any day. Now, what can we expect here?
Well, we can expect a new strategy in terms of adding value. When we look at beneficiation, we mean you add value. And we haven't been doing that to any great extent in South Africa. We mine a lot of minerals and metals, but we then export them. And it's a very important thing to do because you're earning foreign exchange, and it earns about half our foreign exchange. But for a long time now, the governments of the day have been looking at adding value. And now Susan Shabangu has come forward with a strategy which he's going to pass on to the cabinet. And this, I understand, is going to look at 10 metals and minerals, so they won't look at everything, and they will create 5 value chains from those metals. And the idea will be to create the value chains that build up a local demand for those metals and minerals, which normally go out the country. And we can just look at, say, chrome. I mean, we've got a lot of chrome. We've got, I think, most chrome in the world, and we do beneficiate to that to some extent. We take it to ferrochrome, but we haven't done much in the stainless steel front. For instance, although we produce about 1% of the world's stainless steel, that is now owned by a Spanish company, no longer South African. But what we want to do is take it even further and develop more the autocatalysis side, which can also take in platinum. So there's a lot of cross linkages that they want to do. But the big idea is to go downstream, create more jobs, create more wealth.
And of course, on a lighter note, the Gautrain goes commercial from Tuesday. Exciting news.
Exciting news. You know, we thought that the Gautrain may not be ready for the World Cup, but people have put their best foot forward and they've come in slightly ahead of the official schedule. Definitely not below budget, but it's a 25.4 billion rand project. I mean, it started off in 2000, the year 2000, it was going to be 4 billion. Then it went to 7 billion. But the reality 10 years later is that it's 25.4 billion. But the good news is that people coming in now to OR Tambo will be able to, from 5:30 in the morning on Tuesday, it'll go commercial. They'll be able to get on that and in 14 minutes be in Sandton.
Well,
they will pay 100 rand, and the 100 rand is for the casual users. So it can go down to 16.50 rand when you actually have a multiple use and you also use parking. And you know, it's linked to bus services as well. So you can get your one ticket. It's a smart card. You can get your bus backing. You can get your parking backing and also the train. And so that will take you into a Sandton at this point in time. Only that one section of the line ready, but it's important for it to be ready because of the World Cup coming in.
Well, I must tell you,
later.
Mr. Creamer, I'm getting on that to Gautrain that very Tuesday. I'm very excited. Martin Creamer, thank you as always. It's always a pleasure speaking to you. He's, of course, the publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. He'll be back at the Coalface at the same time next Friday.